Shmuel HaNavi wrote Rus. David Kosav Sefer Tehillim. David HaMelech wrote Sefer Tehillim Ayidei Asarus Kainim, with the help of tens of Kainim. Ayidei Odom Harishon, some psukim were from Odom Harishon. Ayidei Malki Tzedek, Vayidei Avram, Vayidei Moshe, Vayidei Heman, Vayidei Yedusun, Vayidei Osof, Vayidei Shloisha Bnei Korach, and from the three children of Korach. Now Yirmiyahu Kosav Sifroi. Yirmiyahu wrote Sefer Yirmiyahu, V'Sefer Melachim V'Kinus. He also wrote Sefer Melachim and Kinus and Echa. Now Chizkiyahu b'Seyasa, Chizkiyahu and his colleagues like Kosvu, they wrote Yishayahu Mishlesh Yerashirim v'Kehelis. They wrote these, even though we'll soon see some say Kehelis Shlema Melech wrote. Here it's brought down the what that Chizkiyahu wrote it. Now Anshe Knesset Hagadola Yecheskel Ushnei Mosa and Daniel. That the Anshe Knesset Gedolah, they wrote Yecheskel, they wrote Shnei Mosa, Daniel, or Megillas Esther. They also wrote Megillas Esther. Ezra Kosav Sifroi, Ezra wrote his Sefer, the Yichu Shadivra Yomim. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. The last more again was that about Sefer Tehillim, the more said that David Kosav Sefer Tehillim, Ayidei Asarus Kainim. Then Yirmiyahu, the more says Yirmiyahu Kosav Sifroi, Yirmiyahu wrote his own Sefer Yirmiyahu, the Sefer Melachim. Yirmiyahu also wrote the Sefer Melachim, the Kinnus and Echa. That's what Yirmiyahu wrote. Chizkiyahu v'Sayotai Kosvu, Chizkiyahu and his Chabura with him, they wrote Yishayahu, Mishlei, Shir Shirim, Okehelis. So since we said Anshe Knesset Hagdolah Kosvu Yecheskel Ushnei Mosa Daniel Umegillas Esther. Yeah. And the Anshe Knesset Hagdolah, that's what they wrote. They wrote this the Novi Yecheskel, they wrote the Novi Ushnei Mosa Daniel Umegillas Esther. Now Ezra Kosav Sifroi, Ezra wrote his Sefer of Ezra. Yeah. The Yichus shall Divra Yomim. And the Psukim of Divra Yomim talk about Yichus, also Ezra wrote. Ad Loi, up until Loi. Yeah. Up until it says Yichus, up until the Yichus of Ezra, Ezra wrote it. Yeah. So that's who wrote, yeah, so Yechesko, Anshe Knesset Hagdolah wrote these things. And then Ezra, the last one was Ezra. Ezra Kosa Sifroi, the Yichus shall Divra Yomim, Ad Loi, Ezra wrote up until where his generation was. Mar says now, Messiah le Rav, there's a proof to Rav. The Yom Rav Yudom Rav, Loyola Ezra mi Bovel, at Sheichos Atzmoi, Viola. That Ezra did not leave Bovel before he went up to Eretz Yisrael, until first he was Miyachas himself, he went to his home Mishpacha, he made a Klua, Sefer of Yichos. Rashi says, the Kosav Divra Yomim, at Sheichos Boyas Atzmoi. He wrote Divra Yomim until his own Yichos. Uman Aske, who finished it off then? Like if Ezra only wrote up until his own Yichus, who wrote the rest of the Sefer Ezra? So the Gemara says, Nechemya ben Chaglia. He's the one that finished off Sefer Ezra. Omama, what did we say before? That Yoshua Kosev Sifroi. Yoshua wrote his Sefer Yoshua. Ushmoina Psukim Sheba Torah. Last time on the Yom we had said that the last eight Psukim of the Sefer Torah that talks about Vayomus Asher Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu died, so Moshe himself did not write those last eight psukim, but rather Yeshua wrote them. Zmora says, you know, Tanya command the Yoma Shmoyin the psukim Sheba Torah, Yeshua Kosvim. I bring a proof of this also, that the last eight psukim of the Sefer Torah, Yeshua wrote it. The Tanya we learned. The Pesuk says, Vayomus Shem Moshe Eved Hashem, that Moshe died there in Eved Hashem. So the question is, Eved Moshe, is it possible that Efshem Moshe Meis, because of Vayomus Shem Moshe, is it possible like that Moshe himself wrote these words of a Yom HaShemoshah? How could he write it? Like if he died, he can't write this. Ella rather, it's like this. Ad kan kos of Moshe. Up until these last eight psukim, the rest of the Sefer Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. Hashem told Moshe, and Moshe wrote it. Mikan v'elech, these last eight psukim, ksiv kos of Yeshua. Yeshua wrote these last eight psukim. Did the words of Rabbi Yehuda. V'yamrlon sam sarim nechemya. That Yom Nechemya said this, that they hold the last eight psukim, it was Yeshua that wrote it. Now the Gemara says, Oh my Lord, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said back, no. Efshe Sefer Torah Chos HaRoi Sachas. is it possible that a Sefer Torah will be missing even one ois? How could that be? The Pasuk says in the Devarim over there that Lokuach es Sefer Torah Azeh, that take this Sefer Torah. Mashma Moshe Rabbeinu took a complete Sefer Torah. So Mashma, even when Moshe was alive, he also wrote those last 8 psukim. So Ella, they learn shot like this. Rabbi Shimon learns, Ad kan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oimer O Moshe Oimer. The Kaisav. Yes, it should be what? Moshe. Moshe Kaisav. The word I'm doing there. Moshe Kaisav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down the Sefer Torah. Mikan V'Elach, you should know these last 8 psukim, Mikan V'Elach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oimer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said these last 8 psukim, O Moshe Kaisav Bedema. And Moshe wrote them with tears. So even though Moshe Rabbeinu wrote them, Prakoponim, he wrote them with tears. K'moshe Nemal, the Pasuk, K'moshe Nemal Hamlach, it says another Pasuk. It says the Pasuk in Shayo. It says, V'yayim Elohim, Baruch, Mipiv, Baruch told him, Mipiv, Yikru Elai, as what I heard from Hashem, as called Dvar Mela, V'ani Kaisav Allah Seifa B'diyai, and I'll write it down on the Seifa. So Kitzir also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe wrote it down. Even though it didn't happen yet, it talks about Vayomis Asher Moshe. Moshe didn't buy it. Still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, and Moshe wrote it down. Now, Kaman Naz Luruza go like, Hod the Omer of Yeshua, Hod the Omer of Yeshua Bar Abba. Omer Rav, Omer Rav Gidol, Omer Rav, in the name of Rav, Shemayna Psukim Sheva Torah. Like these last 8 psukim in the Sefer Torah, Yochid Koroison. One person has to read it. So Rashi says it means Kaleimar, Eimasikim Ven. He can't make Hasuk. He can't give Aliyah there. So he can't stop in the middle of those 8 psukim. So Chorulema, it goes like Rabbi Yehudi, or the like Rabbi Shimon, and not like Rabbi Shimon. Chorulema, Rabbi Yehuda, like those 8 psukim, Aspeshtu psukim, that Yoshua wrote, not Mesh Rabbeinu. Therefore, you shouldn't divide them up. So Mara says no. Even if you want to say this halacha could even go according to Rabbi Shimon, that even though Moshe Rabbeinu also wrote these last 8 psukim, it was written differently. These last 8 psukim were written bedema. It was a different type of a writing. He wrote it when it was with tears, so that's called a different writing. Therefore, those last 8 psukim, you should not make hasukah. Right. Then it says, Yeshua Kostev Sifrei, that Yeshua wrote his Sefer. For the Mora Ayvoksiv, it says in the end of Yeshua, Vayomas Yeshua Benun Ever Hashem, it says also there that Yeshua died. Says so, how could Yeshua write it? So Mora says again, the Aske Elozer, Enochanami, the last Sukkim, Reb Lezer was the one that said it, who wrote it, not Yeshua. Ayvoksiv, the Pasuk says, the Elezer Ben Aaron Mace, says even that Elozer died. So how could you say Elozer finished Sefer Yeshua? It says in Sefer Yeshua that Elozer also died. So Mara says true, but the Aske Pinchas, that Pinchas finished it. This goes good according to Rabbi Yeshua Shita, that whenever the Pasuk says, like Vayom Mesham, that he died, it's not going to start with the Torah that he wrote it. Somebody else wrote it. So in the Sefer Torah, Yeshua finished it off, and Yeshua at the end, Eliezer and Pinchas finished it off. Now, Shmuel Kostev Sifrei, Navi Shmuel, he wrote his own Sefer. Shmuel HaNavi wrote the Sefer Shmuel. Ayvoksiv, again, the Pasuk says in the end of Shmuel, or Shmuel Meis, that Shmuel died. And again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't write upon yourself that you died. And the more true, they ask a God, Hachuza, Venos and HaNavi, that they finished it off. But up until there, Shmuel HaNavi wrote it. David Kostav Sefer Tehillim. He had before David HaMelech, he wrote Sefer Tehillim, Ayidei Asar Zekenim. 10 Zekenim helped him along. Like he took Kepitloch from 10 different Zekenim. Like we had before, that was the Odom Rishon, Malki Tzedek, Avram, Moshe, Haman, Yedusan, Osof, and the Shloisha B'nei Karach. So the more question is, V'lech Shavnami Eitzon Hezrochi. Why don't we also say, Eitzon Hezrochi is also a Mizmor in Tilim that's brought down from Eitzon Hezrochi. So why don't we say he also helped along in writing Sefer Tilim. Amarav, Eisen Ozrochi, Zeu Avram. That's Avram Avinu. And we said already before that David was helped by Avram Avinu. Helped, I mean that Avram Mesam said Sukkim that David HaMelech used. But Mark Sivok says over here in Pasuk Tehillim, Eisen Ozrochi, or Sivosim says in Pasuk Yishayo, Mi Yair, Mi Mizrach, Tzedek. Rashi says, Yes, good to be able to know the mashman is possible here. That's Abraham Avinu. He said, "What's the meyo ear? The mizach tzedek and the mashman that goes on Abraham Avinu." He said, "Eitzan Nizrochi is Abraham Avinu." For the Gemara, Kachoshev Moshe, but Kachoshev Haman. In these 10 people, it says Moshe, and it also says another one was Haman. For the Gemara, Vomar Rav said, "Haman zeh Moshe." That Moshe is the same one as Haman. Ksivach says over here by Midbar, Ksivach Haman. Says here what in Tilim Haman. Oh, Ksivosim says the pasuk by Midbar, Bechol Beisi Nemanhu. So Nemanhu goes upon Moshe Rabbeinu. He's also called Haman. So how come it says that David used both of them? And the Gemara, Trei Haman Hevi Enechanami. There were two different Hamans. Like one was goes on Moshe Rabbeinu, but another one. Rashi says Trei Haman Hevi Maskula Haman Hazrochi Haman Achrini Hevi. They're two different ones. Now, Moshe Kosvo Sifroi Uparshas Bilam. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Sefer Torah, and he also wrote Parshas Bilam inside the Sefer Torah. And we spoke out, even though Bilam was a Novi, and even though his psukim have nothing to do with us, I would have thought maybe Bilam wrote it. Come on, no, even so, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. V'yav Messiah V'yav. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu also wrote Sefer Iyav. So Mar says it's so, Messiah Rebbe Levi. There's a right to Rebbe Levi. Bar Lachma. The Yomer Rebbe Levi. Bar Lachma. Iyav, the Yemei Moshe Hoya. He learns that Iyav was at the times of Moshe. Therefore, it's very good that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Sefer Iyav. Ksiv Hocha says over in Iyav, Meyitein Eifai V'yichtavon Molei. Or Ksiv Hocha says the Pesach in Shemais, So Mashmana goes in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was this person Iyav. For the Gemara is told, V'yayim B'mei Yitzchok. Maybe it wasn't B'mei Yitzchok. The Ksiv is also posting in Breishis. Mi'eifai hu ha-tzad ha-tzad tzayit. He also lost in Mi'eifai. So maybe Eifai goes on Iyav, maybe Iyav was in times of Yitzchok. And Vaita V'yayim B'mei Yaakov. Maybe Iyav was in the times of Yaakov Avinu yet. The Ksiv is also posting over there by Yaakov. It says, Im Kain Eifai Zoy Sasu. Vaitas, how do you know to say Dafko is B'mei Moshe? Maybe it was before, whenever it says the word Eifai, maybe Eifai applies to Iyav. Vaita V'yema, let's say also maybe B'mei Yosef. Maybe Iyav was in Yosef's time. The Ksiv says the pasuk over there, Eifai Haim Royim. So how do you know to say Iyav was Dafko by Moshe? And the Gemara Loisak about it, don't think like this. The Ksiv, it says in Iyav, Meyitain V'sefer V'yuchkak. Or Moshe Hu Di'ikri Mechaykek. Moshe is the one that's called Mechaykek. The pasuk says, "Va'yar reishis loy kishon chelkas mechaykin." He is sofen. So, guess it is derived from the psukim that Iyav was b'mei Moshe. Rabba learns no. Iyav b'mei meraglim heavy. Iyav was later on in Yeshua's times by the meraglim. That's when Iyav was. Ksiv Hocha says over here pasuk in Iyav, and not Yeshua's time by the meraglim. He went there to Israel. Ksiv Hocha says over here pasuk in Iyav. Ish hoya b'yeres utz. Iyav Shemoy. His name was Iyav. Oksiv Hosam says the pasuk by Midbar by the Pasha of the Meraglim. Hayesh pa'etz. Is there any wood? Hayesh pa'etz. Eitz. So, Chori, you see what that eitz has to do with Iyav. Must have been done. What does one do with the other? Hocha utz. Hosam eitz are two different things. And tomorrow night, Hocha kamulu Moshel Yisrael. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yisrael. Yesh noy liyoytze yodom. Shesh noysa baruch ha'es keitz. There's one person amongst the goyim there, amongst the Iyav, that has a long life. Sheshnei Saruchas Kates. He has a long life like a tree. Omegan al Dora Kates, and he's protecting his door like an eitz. Rashi says Iyav Sheherach Yom Rabin Wusunzi. Iyav lived a long time. 104. He lived long. Wusunzi, how long he lived? 210. He lived 210. Iyav. 210 years. Iyav Sheherach Yom Rabin. Yeah. So therefore. It could be like this, that Iyav lived, he made the Meraglim. Yosef Ahum Rabbonin came with Reb Shmuel Ben Achmeni. One of the Rabbonin was sitting in front of Reb Shmuel Ben Achmeni. The Yosef came and he said over like this, that Iyav, Loi Hoyav Lanivra. Iyav never happened. He was never created and never will be created. Loi Hoyav Lanivra. El Moshal Hoya, Stama Moshal Hoya. Rashi says, Lil Maimimeno, Chuvas Lemakatrigim, Amitisadin. The faith was only written that we should know how to answer, or a person should know how to answer, people that complain about the din that Hashem gives. V'sheinodom nitvas al tzairoi. A person that nitvas al tzairoi. That you have to know how to answer about the pain that you receive. Rashi brings down, "Hi, this man the Yoma loy savak Rish Lakish doesn't look Rish Lakish. The Yoma that says in Brish in the Medrash, Eiv loy hoya shabol love Yisurim. Just Eiv never came upon the Yisurim. Loy Yoma akaster shabol love. The Dich Kerech Shaliyev Shilu bo love hoyochol amad behem." There's one man the Yoma that says that Eiv never really received all those Yisurim. The pasuk is just saying that even if he would have received all those Yisurim, still he could have held with. So Al Gemara doesn't like that man the Yoma. The Sava Haya Mora Diya Haya Biyolam Him Kei Mai Kama Shemai V'Shem Iroi L'Mat Toi V'Yitzchak L'Shminon Mihu Ois Et Tzadik Shayokol Al Lamoid V'Yais Yisurim. Like my Nafkamina is this what his name was. You're telling me now it never really came about. It's only there to teach us that this is what you should answer back. So it's not like these man the Yoma. But kids, there's such a man the Yoma that Eiv was never created. His whole safe